You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. I realize I'm going to get no end of shit for this, but there was a point that I was like, no more puns! No more! Stop!
Well, I'm fine with the puns, but make them good.
Yeah.
There was fantastic.
There was a certain degree of just flat-out laziness here.
That's in, you know, you know me. I rarely get up early in the morning to go see a screener on a Saturday or do anything because I'm a lazy fucking actor. I was really looking forward to this because Aardman Animations is just one of those bywords in the industry that you could really trust. And man, this feels so phoned in.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I haven't seen by them is Flushed Away, I believe.
Uh-huh. I like that movie
which
a
was
lot.
I've good. Always heard yeah. it was good. Yeah. The concept kind of was like, ew.
Yeah, exactly.
But this movie, Early Man, I was genuinely excited for.
Sure.
It's got a great voice cast. Eddie Redmayne, Tom Hiddleston, Maisie Williams, Timothy Spall.
Everybody's favorite Michael Caine impersonator, Rob Brydon.
Oh, I'm Mike, by the way.
why is that pertinent?
I don't know. I'm tired. I woke up early.
I'm
Dragon Ball Mike.
Yeah.
My mind is like mush right now.
Richard Ayoade is in this from the IT crowd and, you know, the BBC presenter over
there. I thought I recognized that voice.
Not given a lot to
he
do.
He was not, yeah, you didn't have much of a chance to recognize it because they didn't give him very many lines and no real funny lines.
This movie's still gorgeous to look at, though.
Well, no, I mean, it's still got that distinctive Aardman claymation look that is very, like, I mean, they built a whole industry about how beautiful these things look, and they really do.
Even so, there's some, like, towards the end, there's some really shitty CGI.
There is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, this seems like someone has bought Aardman Animations and started cranking out, you know, lower class product.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you in terms of that, but I can say that this felt like, a film that definitely wasn't taking into consideration as much the American audience, because as much as this film sold itself, I mean, I saw all three of the trailers, it said, this is a movie about Stone Age cavemen who find out there are Bronze Age men around, yes. And they don't like each other and they have to battle. Barely any mention of soccer.
This movie's British as fuck.
This movie is a soccer movie. No mistake. It's the caveman thing is just an excuse to have different types of puns thrown in there other than just soccer.
So many puns.
Yeah. There's almost like and you know, look, this is silly stuff. I don't expect like, you know, World of Warcraft level world building when it comes to stuff like Chicken Run, for example.
Sure.
But you have to be cohesive at least, and I don't feel like they really did that this year. There was a lot of things, you know, as far as, you know, the Bronze Agers and the cavemen and the kind of time differential that I was just like, why are
you? It's a very lazy writing because it's just like this, and then this happens, and then there's like, but why are they? No, don't worry about it, kind of thing.
Basically, the Stone Age cavemen led by Timothy Spall, with our protagonist being Doug, voiced by Eddie Redmayne, along with his little his hog. Read dog. That's actually a pig.
Yeah.
That they're you know, I mean. They're the smartest one in the tribe, and everyone else is kind of dumb.
Talking about the pig, right?
Well, the pig is definitely the smartest out of everybody. But when the Bronze Age guys show up and they start saying, hey, we're taking over, we're clear. You all have to go live in the Badlands, the shitty part of town, and we're kicking you out of your valley because we're going to mine it for bronze?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's not ostensibly. Although, when they first get to the valley, the main bad guy, who's played by Tom Hiddleston, of course, picks up this, you know, piece of rock with all these glittering things in it. He's like, ah, yes, good bronze. And I'm like, I don't think bronze sitcoms does that. You could have, like, had a PA, like, just really, like, look that up on Wikipedia.
There are no explanations for even why he knows they would be there to begin with. He just, like, they all just sort of show up. He doesn't actually talk to any of them when he gets there. Yeah. Like, the trailer makes it seem like they have, like, a confrontation with them and everything. I mean, that doesn't happen at all.
Yeah. Basically, Doug ends up accidentally getting inside the Bronze City and checking out their culture and finding out that their whole culture revolves around adoration of soccer or football, if you're listening to this in England.
Or the movie only calls it football as well.
And he basically, like, faced with death, he goes, wait, for some reason realizes the way to get out of this is issue a challenge.
Well, that made the most sense of the entire movie.
He was like, how would you even know that's a way out? You don't even know what's happening.
He realized that, like, that one actually makes sense because there's an actual reason for why he would know that. Because the first guy says, hey, I challenge you, or whatever. He's like,
because
and so
inexplicably, like, when he shows up, the Bronze team is playing against Vikings because
reasons. Yeah. But, like, so that one makes sense because he hears them say that. And he's like, well, maybe if I say that, I will survive this.
So he's like, okay, I challenge my Stone Age cavemen against your team, the champions. And if we win, we get our valley back. And if we lose, we'll be slaves in your mine. It feels like you should have consulted someone else before you made that agreement. But
well, he was going to die. He had no time.
He ends up getting help from a Bronze Age female who isn't allowed to play because no girls allowed. Yes. And she's like, all right, I'll help you guys, because if I play with you guys, then I get to actually finally play soccer on the field in front of, like, thousands of fans. Seems agreeable enough.
It doesn't really say whether or not if they lost, what would happen to her, is my only thought process in that entire movie.
That's Maisie Williams, by the way, voicing that. And yeah, I know. You're just like, so you're just, you can't lose. You want,
like, yeah, she gets the play, and if they lose, she doesn't have to worry about it, because no one ever says anything about it.
I think
it.
The easy read on it is that she would be stoned for heresy.
Yeah. There's
you mean bronzed for heresy. Bronze,
yes.
There's just, I mean, the plot of the soccer game, we've got to save the rec center, whatever.
This was like part save the rec center, part Air Bud at one point.
Yeah, there's so many things here. I'm like, this is nothing we haven't seen a billion times before. And okay, who cares, right? It's still Aardman Animation doing it, which would be fine if I felt like there was more work put into the actual the dialogue being funny. But most of it is just groaners.
The writing's really bad.
They really are. And, I mean, there are, you know, I kind of liked Timothy Spall as the chief, but there's no one in this movie, like, you know, whether you're talking about the animated character or the voice actors, that I get behind. I don't identify with anybody here, and there's nobody I want to know more about or, you know, kind of bond with. And their whole point is that they, you know, oh, well, we can beat these bronze guys because we work together as a team. And it's like, yeah, you have spent the like, at least an hour showing the fact that that is not the case with this tribe at all. You are a bunch of idiots.
I mean, usually there's a degree of almost surrealistic absurdity to these argument things that is missing here. Instead, it just falls back on a Flintstones joke mentality.
Right.
Like, oh, what?
It's a living
primeval thing. Yeah, there's a bird character in this at one point who's like a functionary, and I'm just waiting for him to say it's a living. Because it feels like a Aardman version of the Flintstones.
The most absurd joke in the entire movie is, like, very, very early on to me, and it was that, like, this is, like, the first, like, 5 minutes where one of the guy's friends is just a rock with a smiley face on it.
Yeah.
But that's, like, the most absurd thing that happens in the entire movie.
Yeah, there's a like a nightmare hallucination sequence that I was like, oh, here we go, finally something's going to be kind of like, no, not really. It
no.
was kind of by the numbers.
It was like,
it's, which isn't to say anything here is horrible. No. I mean, I wasn't watching this going, oh, and rolling my eyes. I'm just like, you know.
I did here and there for a pun, though.
You go into the Aardman film expecting more. That's
exactly. All. You know, they've given some really great movies. Obviously Wallace and Gromit, one of the most beloved, you know, claymation style properties out there.
Yeah. Academy Award winning.
And, you know, those are things that you know, that and Chicken Run, and I'm trying to remember
Flushed Away.
Flushed Away.
And Pirates.
Pirates. You know, I did not see Pirates, so I can't speak to that.
That movie I thought was lukewarm, to be honest.
Yeah.
At that point, it was the weakest one yet, but it was still a lot better.
And they changed the name when they released it here as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was like The Adventures of Science or something where it in Britain.
Yeah, they may be taking their you know, resting on their laurels a bit here because, yeah, this is, you know, Patton Oswalt has this, you know, he is a guy who does a lot of punch up, and he has this bit about how, you know, when he was talking about Ratatouille, he's like, you can't punch up an animated movie once it's made.
Yeah.
Because you can't really do anything off, you know, off camera. and this script really should have been looked at by people because, God, they have all of the elements here. They've got a great cast, you know, great production values. But the story is just so familiar as to be just boring.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. I was just a little. There are no real surprises anywhere in this whole film.
And there's the thing that was kind of echoing around in my brain as I was watching it was that this movie's kind of charmless, and that's kind of Aardman's stock and trade. It is, you know, those first three movies at least were very charming. They kind of, you were like, oh, you're so jolly and English, and oh, I just want to take you home and cuddle you.
Right.
And this is just like, yeah, I've seen this before.
I mean, the best element in here is the pig dog, who is basically just Gromit, right?
Yeah.
Like, or is it Wallace? I can't remember.
It's Gromit.
The dog from Wallace and Gromit. He's basically the exact same character doing the exact same shit where he's the smartest one and rolling his eyes all the time at how stupid all the humans are and constantly trying to do stuff to keep them from being killed from their own stupidity. But even then, you're going, yeah, we've already seen this.
Yeah.
This is nothing new.
And done better.
Yeah, all the charm in this movie is from him, I feel. And then there's like some bits here and there that are like, well, that was kind of like interesting, but it's mostly just terrible puns, terrible jokes, like the sliced bread joke. Even in the trailer, I didn't like that joke. To be honest. Right.
Well, and that joke has been made a lot lately. So it's just like it's stale.
That was better than the
that was better than that.
I will shout out to Rob Brydon, who does a number of voices in this, and he plays the messenger bird and the two commentators, among other things. And I found most of, at least his voice work be really likable and accessible. And when he was like the bird sequences were one of the few times where I was like, "Oh, this is amusing," and I'm kind of buying into this.
It's a messenger bird that basically functions as a recording device.
Yeah.
But when it shows up, it just acts out what everyone was doing when it was recording into him. So there's a whole, "How does this thing work? Is it on?"
I like it's that joke a lot.
Funny. Yeah, which worked out quite well.
And the commentators are really fun too when he does those.
Yeah, I couldn't hear a lot of stuff the commentators were saying though. The sound mix felt weird.
Well, and they've got like, you know, and I'm sure Richard would tell me exactly where I'm wrong in this, but some kind of Brummy or Yorkshire accent that's very, very thick and incomprehensible.
So okay, maybe it was partially that.
It may have just been that.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was there's ideas in here that felt like they just, you're like, oh, this will be good. And then it's like, oh, well, you didn't really do anything new with that.
Yeah, the movie, it just never seems to buy itself. You know, it's not doubling down. It's playing really safe. And it's just like, dude, you're making a movie about cavemen. Go fucking hog wild.
Where's the Ringo Starr joke?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because every joke that would have been like that, like every trailer made it seem like it's like, oh, you get to see their lives as cavemen through a lot of it, and you get to see them like, you know, yeah, have a conversation with the Bronze Age in some capacity that isn't about football kind of thing. And then it's just, but within like not even what, 15, 20 minutes, it's like, football, everybody. And then it's just,
Any other football movie.
Yeah, yeah. And there's no effort to delineate, like, these are the members of the tribe, and this is what they do, and this is why they will eventually go on to win this game. There's nothing.
Yeah, the only thing I can tell you about any member of the tribe, other than the main character and the chief, is there's one character who's embarrassed by his mom.
Yeah.
And that's about all I can
tell you. The only things I remember is one, you can't tell what he says, one tries eating people, and the other one, yeah, just doesn't. Like, yeah. His mom says something, and he's like, oh, mom. I'm like, I don't even understand why that's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, there's just too much, like, stick to this thing, this formula, and not enough do the Aardman thing.
Even the twist thing where, like, you know, in most sports movies, they're like, oh, we probably can't win. Even that, I was like, was that really all you had for that specific
Yeah, it was kind of like, really,
sequence?
That was your thing that brought you down?
Like, yeah, I was
that's
like...
That's what made our main character dispirited?
I was like, maybe you should lose if that immediately makes you go, oh, we can't do this. And like, I'm like, no, no one gives a fuck about what happened back then.
Yeah, there just was a lack of balls and imagination in this one that you usually get from these things. It just felt very by the numbers. But, yeah. You know what? Let's go to final thoughts. Michael, get us started.
Well, all the casts, they do a decent job. Not everyone was really given anything, really. Like, all the lines come from Doug, mostly. Even Tom Hiddleston only has stuff here and there, is what it felt like. And the plot is just every other fucking soccer movie you probably have ever seen, or Air Bud, or some fucking deviation
underdog
of that.
Sports movie.
Yeah, it's an underdog sports movie. Like, watch, like, I don't know. It's as it went on, I didn't hate it. Like, I sat through it. I only laughed out loud like maybe twice, and even then, it was because I thought it was kind of funny here and there.
Yeah,
and one of them was a really funny joke to me that caught me completely off guard. But overall, like, I don't see myself watching this probably ever again. Like Pirates, this movie, you know, it let me down, kind of thing. Like, yeah. I loved Flush Away. I loved, you know, the Wallace and Gromit stuff. And I even liked their 3D movie they did, which was...
Yeah, what was that?
It was the Christmas movie they made.
Oh, Arthur.
Arthur, yeah.
Yeah,
which I really liked.
Awesome.
Arthur.
So
Arthur
good.
Was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the writing on that one was solid. Like, so this was just another just giant step down. Like, it's still a gorgeous movie to look at here and there. But yeah, like you guys said, there's a lot of stuff that looks like they half-assed here and there. Like, there's a point where they're having like a training montage, and it was obvious that it felt like somebody was just holding the figure going up and down, kind of like, you guys can't see me, but I'm moving my wrist just up and down. Like, it just felt like that. And overall, I would have to give it 7 out of 10 hog massages.
Fair enough, Bo.
Yeah, this is, as, you know, anybody who's been listening thus far knows, this is a big disappointment. And yeah, it's disappointing in the way a child disappoints you. You've been, you know, someone who's been making straight A's and all of a sudden they walk in and, you know, they've got a face full of
drugs, isn't it, Armin?
Yeah, and you want to go to the writers and be like, where did you learn this? Did you learn it from me? Have you been getting it in my stash? And yeah, I put this pretty firmly on the screenplay writers because there's just... The tools are there, but there's nothing really there to work on because this is so by-the-numbers stuff that we've seen hundreds of times before. I think that kids, this is something that you could take your kids to if they're very young, and they'll get some enjoyment out of it. But, yeah, if they're older, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a slog for them.
I think so, yeah.
I'm sad to say, but I'm only giving this 5 out of 10 dubious bronze ores.
Yeah, this is a film that, for them, and they've always tried to get that balance of stuff that's amusing enough for kids, but is really kind of aimed at older people to some degree with its humor. This film is aimed at kids, and what jokes there are for older folks are all jokes you've heard 100 times before.
Right.
You know, just old puns. Old puns.
Pleistocene puns.
Stone Age puns. Maybe that was the point. I don't know. But either way, this just ends up being, you know, it's watchable, but, you know, in the old days, we would have called this a rental. You know, we would have said,
right,
like, yeah, I'd rent it. It's fine. But it's not what you're wanting from an Aardman film.
We'll give this a firm streaming.
It's got all that, all the great claymation look. It's got a great voice cast. And as you said, the problem is it just isn't written very well. I'm going to give this 5 out of 10 survivor cockroaches. Because I actually thought that was the funniest joke in the
That
whole
was, yeah,
movie.
There was
a
pretty good joke.
The beginning when the meteor lands and kills the dinosaurs. The camera pans back and there's one cockroach who just puts on a pair of sunglasses. It's like, yep, they'll survive everything.
That cockroach was Keith Richards.